Hey, look. Oh, yeah, record. Thank you. Bye.
Money that kind of remember. I think it's best. Better. Let me welcome everybody. Now, how do I welcome Martinda, who's just come back full swing? All the energy we need, and now she's not around. Whilst waiting for her, I just want to apologize for the sudden changes that have taken place in our items. We planned today to have a briefing from ESCOM we wanted to hear from them. What plans do they have to address the pending power interruptions, if I can use it? Not load shedding, but we don't like the term load shedding. Fair enough. Yeah, they say load shedding is induced, but the power interruptions, well, sometimes it's something you cannot avoid. But then, in the last minute on Friday, I got an appeal from them that they were triple booked by Public Enterprise as well as Select Committee. And at the same time, the very committees were unable to join us because the plan was to get the very two committees to collectively or jointly get the briefing rather than ESCOM going to each and every of these committees on that. Hopefully we can still negotiate for that, because it's important for us to have a better picture on why and how the ESCOM is going to handle the pressures and what role can you play as well. Well, that's as important. Having said that, let me welcome Martinda back in full swing and full force, not just full swing. Thanks for joining us again. We are left with just looking at handling the minutes. I trust and hope we have all the minutes that was supposed to consider today, and also the outstanding report from long ago, from the Ghana workshop report. But I just out of instinct hope that the Lesotho and Mozambique report were adopted as well, because no, don't be informed. Because the speaker will not take kindly when we have documents or reports hung. Obviously, we can't remember when, but The thing is, I know at some stage, because of people who attended those trips or meetings were not around, we kept on postponing. Can you please check where the reports on trips to Lesotho and Mozambique presented and adopted? Before we get apologies, with a humble request from Honorable Lucas, we will then handle the report from the Ghana workshop first, because he has elsewhere to go to. But before we take up the report, can we get an apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. We have not received any formal apologies here.
Thank you very much. I suppose then we were in a position to take up the reports and go through them. After a long time missing, finally we have Honorable Lucas and Honorable Tindo, those who went to the workshop on renewable energy policies for sustainable Africa development in Obuadaga, in Ghana. I suppose the workshop was organized by the World Future Council. Very interesting structure. Can I, before I allow other members, can I allow any comments from Honorable Lucas and Honorable Tindo? And I trust and hope as well they can give their formal indication as to the accuracy of the report so that we can adopt it. Over to you, Honorable Members.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, for being considerate also that we could talk through this document. First of all, it was a very good experience to go to Ghana, because Ghana also has a serious problem with electricity and power failures or interruptions consistently. And there's also development in that place. So these two things are going side by side. And the amount of building that are taking place is very good for that country. However, we eventually ended up at a solar farm. And this solar farm, when we got there, the whole project, it was massive. And the whole place was controlled by solar. And I must say, I was highly impressed, because I haven't been satisfied that solar can produce energy at a affordable price. And that's what I found was the biggest drawback, because the amount of money that the NGO from Germany has spent on this effort was a showcase, and there was no limit to the amount of money you could spend. Therefore, they could afford to produce this. Yeah. And the biggest problem is, and I think it will remain with us for a long time, is the storing of the electricity, the batteries, the capacity. And they said that in a couple of years' time, I think it was America that is coming up with a new battery, which will last much longer. However, we it was in 2010, my sister, and we went to see the match between Ghana and Summit on the solar system. But the thing that happened there, while we were sitting and looking at this, yeah, it was all solar. All of a sudden, the diesel engine kicked in. So I understood what was happening. So I went to the guy that put it up, and I said to him, I said, oh, why put the diesel engine on? But it was capacity problem, because we had spent so much and the storage is limited. So until, I think the person who can come up with a solution to storing electricity will be a multi-millionaire overnight. Because that is the problem. Because electricity cannot be stored, and we haven't found the right vessel to be able to store it. That is basically our biggest problem with solar. The water side was working 100%. It was the electricity side. And I must say that when I've read this a couple of times, and I find, you know, it's a long time ago, but today it was a good report. I don't know whether my sister would like to add on anything to that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think the report from me is quite in order. I think I want to allude to what Honorable Lucas is mentioning about the high cost of renewable energy, which is a barrier for many people in that area of Ghana. Access to electricity is a big problem. People would like to have electricity, but because of how Ghana is developed, it's a miracle for them. But the World Future Council has been corresponding with us, asking us to be part of the follow-up conferences. There was a follow-up conference in Nigeria, which we were not part of it. But I think they were very much keen to take along South Africa to be part of the World Future Council. And I think the minutes are quite in order, Chairperson. We went through the minutes when we were doing the reports, but we didn't have time to adopt them. I think today is just to adopt the minutes. And I want to propose that we adopt the minutes.
That's before you on providing. Baba Lucas, you are happy with the report as well. At least formally, we have dispensed with that. Thank you very much. Now, we can go to talking to the report and everything else there. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I mean, I didn't go to Ghana, so I can't really talk on the report, but I also, in fact, watched Ghana play the USA on a TV that was powered by solar power, and there wasn't a diesel generator in sight. In fact, at the lodge that I was staying at, the entire place is powered solely by solar panels with deep flow batteries, and it doesn't require any energy at all, any other external energy. So I'm not sure of your experience in Ghana, but certainly I can take you to places where solar power does provide it, and with storage, and that is the only energy source there in the Eastern Cape. I just felt the need to kind of respond to that, because I think that the wrong perception is shared. Storage is a problem, and we do have to look at this in total, but I don't think it's as big a problem for off-grid applications as what I have seen in my experience.
Yes, I agree that it can be happening. That's why I said at the house we went to, it was 100%. That there was no interruption. But we didn't go. We didn't watch the match there. We must watch the match in outside that area. And this was put in for it was a clinic, and so they were using it there. So the capacity wasn't the same as it was at the house. So you've got to build up capacity. If you've got the capacity, you've got the money, no debate. That's the whole thing.
Thank you very much for that. I suppose some of the things we need to be looking into would be certainly informed by one of the experiences that was coming up in our visit to Mthatha or to Elchungwini, the hybrid approach when it comes to looking at, you know, renewable energy. I'm sure down the line, once we make an audit of all these various renewable energy initiatives in South Africa, we probably will pick up another one, a hybrid, you know, and set up. Because unfortunately, we went to learn what's not to be done in future. You see, because of all the mess that took place there. So please, honourable members, let's keep alert and let's. I trust and hope also the committee secretary can note that that when we have our new researcher, you know, whenever he or she has some time, is actually to make an audit of all energy initiatives, you know, throughout the country, because there are a couple of them, you know, probably even the department itself may be having, you know, difficulty in keeping track. But for us, it's important because we need to go and see one where one can see, can find solar, wind, maybe some biomass or whatever, and also the battery storage, you know, that may be there. It's something that in my little reading I've picked up, you know. Science and engineering is doing its best to research and development, to look at the story thing. So we'll keep track on this. We've got our own Sanedi, and I hope Sanedi, when they come, they can also share a little bit as to what do they see in that prospect, you know, the storage part, you know. Very, very interesting and exciting area. It's very striking as well that Ghana is facing similar problems. What I sense is that because it is a growing economy, also, once again, demand is tends to be higher than supply. Then we definitely would have to keep in touch and in contact with them as a country. We don't have to visit, but obviously, because of the links that were there. On following up events, I must apologize because Honorable Tindo did give me last year, but I think the day she gave me, it was just not one of my best days. I took the document, but also on the other hand, I think they gave the invite very close to the day. Because by the time I picked it up again, you know, in my rumble of documents, I found that it was just too late to make any arrangements. But once again, Committee Secretary, can you just make sure that we revive contact with the World Future Council? Because that's from next year, we will have our 10 for international trips, and once again, you know, 2013 and 2014. As you know, in Parliament, committees are allocated certain periods for international trips. So let's just get to know, and also to indicate to them, even if it's something brief, but though formal, just to say, from our side, we are keen to maintain, you know, links with this World Future Council and their work. But of course, they'll be competing with all other international events, but we'll cross the bridge when we reach it. All in all, this report has been adopted now. And I trust and hope members will take some time as well just to go through it a little bit. I know one of the things that came up very, very strongly here is renewable energy technology. Renewable energy technology. Maybe let's even say, formally, this report must be shared, you know, specifically with Sanedi, and see if there's any, if they have not yet linked up with them, if there's anything that they can pick up. Amongst other things, here are issues that will be coming up on during our sessions when we deal with energy efficiency, the labeling of appliances, because that's one of the most important things. It may seem it's a small thing, but when it comes to quality of appliances, when it comes to poor households who have to save each and every amp, each and every watt, you know, that will be, you know, quite important. I'm sure we'll be working with the relevant committees and departments to look into that. I have in mind specifically the Bureau of Standards, you know, whom we probably may have to invite as well to just take us through the whole range of the quality of appliances, you know, to ensure energy efficiency. In that case, let me thank honorable members. Can we then move to the other, to the minutes now. Minutes of the 22nd of November. Everybody has got copies. Let's go to page one. Page two. Under page 2, 2.3, the last, the third last and the second last bullet point, I would be keen that we just look at the records and maybe PMG can even help us there just to clean up those sentences where private sector investors do not have the incentives in industries that that benefit others without being paid. So it should have been one bullet point instead of two bullet points. Can you fix that one? Page two. Just above 2.5. I'm sorry. I have January with me. Okay. We said page one in November, and then page two. Mm-hmm. Everybody fine. Page three. We're fine. Can we have someone moving the adoption? Second, Honorable Khadebe moves for adoption of these minutes, and Honorable Mathieu second. Thank you. Let's then go to the minutes. Now, the very minutes which I should have handled earlier of the 25th of January. Page one, fine. Page two, now that's where it is. If you look at just above 2.5, the last bullet point is fine, but that one and the those two, it seems to me that should be one sentence. Okay, thank you. Let's go to page three, honorable members. Page three. Can you go to the third bullet point in four? That is still in page three, not page four. I think we need to play around with that. on page 3, bullet point number 3, section 4, under responses, with respect something now that has been restructured. No, that's fine then. I'm reading an old document here. No, it's fine. Can you go to page 4 then, honorable member? Yes, sir.
I left India, so I'm not sure whether this response was correct. I'm not sure. Bullet point 4 under responses, where it says the PRC indicated that the viability. Okay, I think you need to correct that. Refers is double R here. It should be one R. But it says that refers to a situation where entity is heavily dependent on government funding from the fiscal. Full stop. Is that what they said? I'm not sure, but I'm just checking. It's as if there was supposed to be a bit of a continuation somehow. I don't know. Or maybe it's linked to the second sentence.
The PRC indicated that the viability referred to when an entity. No.
My challenge is the way it's written. Maybe it's linked to the next sentence, because if you are viable, why do you become dependent? You see, that's my problem. The PRC is indicated that viability refers to a situation where the entity is heavily dependent on government funding, full stop. So the question is, if you are, why should you be viable and at the same time heavily dependent on government? So it can't be both. If you are heavily dependent on government, it means you are not viable. I'm just, that's my own analysis, I might be wrong. So an entity which is viable could be, is an entity that's able to pay for its debt, pay for its workers, and doesn't need further funding from government. You see.
Yeah. So then you're right. Then you'd be right.
So to be not
heavily dependent.
Yeah.
Not
heavily
dependent.
But not
for them. Okay. Then it makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to add there. Not heavily dependent.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Anything else? Thanks for that. Page 4. In that case, then, honorable members, can we get someone to move for adoption of the minutes of this committee held on the 25th of January? Okay, before that?
I just want to get a clarity here in relation to what it was discussed in relation to the incentives. Excuse me. Of the I think CEOs of the SOEs, that there must be harmonization and engagement. I'm trying to check what was the last recommendation from the portfolio committee, because I was trying to check there is no recommendation aspects in this document, or it was just for them to kind of present.
Can you help us which bullet point?
Almost the last bullet point. Second from the bottom.
Okay.
The question from Honorable Harvey, whether this was just an information sharing session or there should be recommendation. And as far as I know, it was an information sharing session. there were not supposed to be any recommendation because the Presidential Review Commission has not completed its work as yet.
Yes.
Yes.
And also, Honorable Khadebe, even when they complete their work, the first point of presenting their report is the President himself. Then thereafter we'll get. Fine. Any other input? Okay. Fine. And then can we get then someone to move? And the second for this minute. Mamutindo is moving for adoption. Any seconder? Honorable Lucas. Thank you very much. We left the last one now. Energy, the one meeting that was held on the 1st of February, where we dealt with the forthcoming act, forthcoming amendments on the National Energy Regulator Act and the Electricity Regulator Act. Page 1. We'll find page 1. Page 2. Page 3.
Okay. Just a curiosity, I wasn't there. I'm sorry, Jay, just for point of maybe clarity. If you talk about amendments, if the regulator talks to him, he or she made certain proposals towards the amendments of that act, It just says that the proposed amendments were outlined, and then the presentation just goes on. But it doesn't talk. You don't talk to the actual amendments that was, you know, that was maybe a concern. I don't know what those reservations was, but shouldn't you actually take that on as part of the minutes, because it's something that you maybe as a committee later on want to look at, and when you want to revisit when that bill comes to this committee, that you actually can refer to a document or a time and date.
Which area are you referring to?
I apologize. It's 2.2, page 2, and then it goes over 2.3, and it's just on the third paragraph of first page 3 on the top, where it just starts there.
The proposed amendments were then outlined. As a matter of practice, what happens is that my understanding that these minutes are read and captured in conjunction with the documentation that was presented at that meeting.
Yes, it will be attached as well.
But I think what the Honourable Mona is saying makes sense. Then if you say outline, if then you say refer to attached document.
Yeah.
Annex.
Annex
so and so. Then it's better because people will know what they're talking about. Even if somebody looks for the annexure, it's not, they will say no. The document is incomplete until I see the annexure.
Thanks, Honourable Mona, for that. I'm sure we'll ensure that We do that as a matter of practice. Reference the name to attached documents. Okay. Anything else on page 3? Page 4. combined with page 4, page 5. Well, Honourable Members, if that's the case, you've made our task today fairly easy. Can we get then someone to move for adoption of this minutes of the 1st of February 2012 with the amendments, Honourable Muloto? Any seconder? Seconder. Oh, Honourable Lucas. Thank you very much. We have all our minutes received, necessary amendments adopted. Okay. Thanks very much, Honourable Members.
I just make one comment, if you
can. Yes.
You know, one of the things that we did discuss it was the independence of the regulator. And I think this is very important. I'm not saying it should be in a minute, but when we work with the regulator, because at one stage it looked as though it was working in cahoots with ESCOM and other players. So it is important for us to remember that the regulator is completely independent.
Well, as a comment, we definitely have to be alert to that when we handle these amendments, and also when we also handle the ESMO bill, which, by the way, is very close now. It's probably somewhere within this complex, if I can take that guess.
Somewhere.
Yeah. It's somewhere within this complex. I'll be working with Mr. Godfrey. So we've got to gear ourselves for, heavy stuff during the second term. Please, mobile. So I think to me, these amendments, together with that, but the main is these amendments that will ensure the independence. But I'm sure the ISMO will just reinforce that, because there's always this uneasiness, around ESCOM being the reference, the player, and all of that. But my sense is that NERSA has been trying its best to ensure that it, assumes and practices as independent as possible. And it's for us to ensure that that's done to the optimum. Because also what I've learned, very fast from last year until now, that NERSA's work has got a profound influence and effect, on our lives, regulating tariffs for electricity. And imagine when they will be handling all tariffs and prices on energy. So they have to build that practice and legacy and tradition from the onset. That point is taken. Otherwise, Honourable Members, see you on Friday. Thank you very much. Meeting stands adjourned.
So, Chair, when do you think the ESMA will be debated?
Yeah.
It won't
be this term, it will be second term.
Yeah. The thing is, we've got to advertise. I can almost vouch
you. After hearing.
We've got to go into it, to hear it. It has to hear it. I mean, it's significant. So, the advert stuff is ready. So
okay.
We'll throw it in this coming weekend in the papers, and we'll give them
sometime after the 17th of April. Yeah.
I said Erico must look at the mini project plan.
Yeah.
We'll then give the anyone wants to make submission, that 2 3 weeks. We'll then give ourselves, our guys have to have at the minimum a week, but ideally it would be nice to have 2 weeks ourselves.
Very well.
And then
no.
Yeah, we need this. But also, the uncertainty, we've been chasing these guys, you know, all over the show. That's one of the things that messed our planning.
Yeah.
We thought by the close of last year we'd have been in and the next thing it wasn't. And our plans and what we submitted was that we would be...
And I'm there, don't worry.
Yeah, we would have been finished for it.
Yeah.
And this was supposed to have been done last year. The President said in his State of the Nation last year and we were going to finalize it. And everything was good.
Our own political forces are saying.